Hi, and welcome to the Fab Five podcast. I'm your host, Jess. On today's episode, I'm joined by the whole crew, Carrie, Lauren, Sam, and Vanessa. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
Hey.
I can't believe we're all here.
I know. This is great.
It's shocking.
It's a Christmas miracle.
In April.
It's like the eclipse.
It kind of is.
Yeah. Once every 20 years or whatever.
All five of us are on a show together.
Well, we had the eclipse and we had the earthquake all at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
And
tornadoes.
We had tornadoes.
And the monsoon.
Oh, yeah.
Tornado.
And then we had our biggest fan.
Oh, that's right.
Our biggest fan has joined us.
We need to shout out to everyone's new favorite grandma, Carrie.
I wonder if the his translates on podcast.
She's reeling in the older demographic now, since all the grandmas are like,
so sick and tired.
I'm so glad that it's now Carrie reeling in the older demographic.
It's even older, you and I.
Now we're going to wrap this show up.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. No, in all seriousness, Carrie has the most beautiful grandson, and we are all very happy for her and
he
Bella and Brock and Gary.
Oh, he is so cute.
He has Gordon Ramsay hair.
He does.
He does.
He's so cute.
Yep. He is so beautiful, and we're very happy for you. I can't wait to snuggle him.
Oh my God, he's sweet. He's sweet. A little chappy.
I feel like he's going to be spoiled rotten.
He already is.
Possibly already.
By not only his family, but his extended family.
People kind of like him just a little bit.
He's so stinking cute.
Oh God, I'm telling you, he's been really, really good too. Like, he's not one of those terror babies. Yeah, he's,
well, the first one is a trick baby.
Yeah,
they are.
So they get you.
They lull
the
you.
The first one's a trick.
That's what I told Bella.
Yeah,
I
said, and the first one's a trick. And the second one is a Grace
or a Garrett.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of us are two and done. So
actual.
I have a chap too.
I got duped.
Lauren got him on sale.
Yeah.
I gotta buy one, get one free.
She did.
Yep. I had a nice, calm, quiet, relaxed, well behaved baby, and then I had colic and Grace and all of that. Okay.
They lull you, I'm telling you. But
you
see,
love Grace, though.
I didn't get the whole, you get the first one. But I got them both at the same time. I didn't know which one was going to be. And they could have switched.
That's true.
Alyssa might be Amber and Amber might be Alyssa. Who knows?
You'll never know. It's okay.
So anyway, we have some other things to discuss today besides babies, which, you know, that's a fun topic, too. But recently, a few of us were at Disneyland. So on today's show, we're going to do a Disneyland trip report. And so Lauren and Sam were there. Is that last week? No, that was the week before last week, right? A couple weeks ago. And Vanessa was there.
Last week.
Was it last week? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. All the weeks are running together at this point. April's a blur. And so Vanessa was there recently as well, because she basically lives in California now. So
she really does. She's not kidding.
So she has some unique experiences that they didn't get to do to add as well. So without further ado, I think we should get started with where you guys stayed the first night you were there. So let's do your first.
Amazing.
Your first day. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us, Lauren, where you guys stayed.
So we stayed at the JW Marriott, which is, Sam, you walked it. I did not, because I was, I'm me. Mm-hmm. I was walking it.
Lauren was like, you might want to Uber downtown Disney. It's a long walk. Y'all, it took like 15
minutes.
That's a
long walk in my book.
Where is it in relation? Like, on what side of the park?
Oh, like the front entrance
to Disney.
Yeah, you can see
it. It's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you have to go like around stuff to get there.
Uber.
It's, you know, it definitely took longer to Uber.
It's literally.
So is it on the Disneyland resort side or is it on the California Adventure side?
It's on the California Adventure side.
So it's like around, is it near that CVS that you and I walked to that time? Or were we over to Sam?
That one's really close to the Spring Hill and the West. And this one is trying to think of what, I can't think of the street. Do you know where, what's it called again? The Garden Walk?
Yeah,
Warren?
That's where it is. It's right
it's
there.
Connected to that. Which is awesome.
That's not too bad though.
It's easy.
Yeah, no, it's real easy. Cause I had Lauren walk it.
She's mean.
Back that night.
Oh my God.
But it really is. It's a great Good Neighbor resort. I'm just going to say that. Like, if we go back with my family, I'm going to stay there.
I felt like that about the Westin, too. I love the Westin.
I have to say, those beds were so comfortable.
Yes. And the bathrooms were beautiful.
100%. Much Disneyland better than our bathroom.
Disneyland, I think, is the exception to the Disney rule, where like at Disney World, you always want to stay at a Disney resort. But at Disneyland, they have some really nice resorts, quote unquote, off property.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like you're not doing yourself an injustice if you're picking one of those quality off property places there.
Agreed.
I mean, other than the fact that your headboard doesn't have fireworks, but.
I like the Courtyard Marriott,
we
too.
We didn't have that.
We've stayed at the Courtyard Marriott, and that's a really nice one, too. They have the bunk beds, and it's a really short walk. It was like five, 7 minutes, I think, to the front entrance. So there's a lot of good ones within walking distance. Mm-hmm.
That hotel, though, had the garden area behind it. It had a rooftop bar. What was the name of that bar, Sam?
I can't find my picture fast enough. I was trying to find it. I can't think of the name of it, but it's at the top of the JW. And
you guys ate at the restaurant there, too?
It's the Parkistry.
That's it. Yeah, the Parkistry. That place, the views were amazing.
You could sit up there.
Like, you could see into the parks.
Oh, cool.
It would have been really cool. Perfect view of the fireworks if we weren't so tired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Lauren and I were very exhausted, and it was funny, while we were up there, we had drinks and we had dinner, and while we were up there, this is something that I don't know why, but I think it's hilarious, there was a group of girls, and they were having a full-on photo session while we were up there, and we were just watching them, and the sun was setting, so it was like that golden hour, that we always talk about in Disney World.
That's why they were taking all the pictures.
And there was prom that night, so we saw all these kids dressed up. It was fun. But that resort, it smelled good.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful. Oh, gosh. And they have Starbucks.
Can't really beat a JW, though.
No.
That's like my favorite thing about Marriott's is their partnership with Starbucks. That's one of the reasons why I stay there, because you're going to get good coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
They don't have everything, though. It's not a real Starbucks, but at least they have Starbucks coffee. No. So you know you're going to get a
Starbucks Light.
Coffee. Yeah, Starbucks Light, exactly.
Starbucks Light, yep. It was so good.
Okay, so when you guys left JW Marriott, where did you stay for the rest of the trip?
So first, let's talk really quick. That Parkistry place, we had dinner up there.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had like light bites, right? So we had, what did we get? The mini burger, and you got the
I had the poke bowl.
And we had espresso martinis, which were very good.
Which I think, honestly, might have been... It's the second best espresso martini. And I had the first best on this trip.
But that was the last night.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So you guys have dethroned Enchanted Rose?
I have.
So the Parkistry wasn't the first best to me. I still think Enchanted is
better. No, it's not the first. It's the second.
I think the one we had the last night was second.
Oh, girl, that was one's it? First for me.
Oh, it was great. The first one is always... The Enchanted Rose does it well. No.
Mm. Maybe I just need to go and have another
one. We'll have to go back.
And I'll let you know.
Maybe it's because the one that you had the last time you had an espresso martini was so bad.
That it made that one so good.
Was it bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, because she had the one at Mardi Gras.
Oh.
No, because I do love the espresso martini at Enchanted Rose, but there is something about the one at the Parker Street and then the one that we had that we're going to talk about later that was it was creamy and it was
Oh,
perfection. It was the perfect
it was
espresso
Lori's
martini in
style.
my
It was not as creamy
Yeah,
as
it was.
Lori's.
Oh,
I think Lori's is creamier.
mine was super creamy. Maybe you had a different guy make yours. But
Anywho,
anyway.
moving on. Moving
Mm-hmm.
on. Next resort. Sam, do you want to take this one?
Well, we Ubered because it is a
With
long walk
luggage.
to the Disneyland Hotel, which, I mean, I've stayed at this resort multiple times. It's a great resort. It's just, I feel like it's in need of a refurb. And I think Lauren
Well, and we
agrees
had
with
a
me and
terrible room.
everyone else in
We
this
had a
group
terrible
does.
room on
Did
this trip.
you? No way.
Yeah, it was a
It was so
small.
small.
It didn't even have the sleeper
Oh,
sofa or
really?
anything in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And
no.
the bathroom was weird. Like, so we had a connecting room to the other group that was with us. And the connecting door was in the sink area of the bathroom. And
Oh,
it was a single
what?
sink and the closet with a tiny little hall into the other
That
room.
makes
So
zero
your
sense. Oh,
door
that's.
opened into the bathroom.
Oh,
Oh,
weird.
no,
Thank you.
and then across
Yeah,
the
it was
way
real
was the
annoying.
toilet and the shower.
Which tower
Shower.
were you in?
Frontier.
Oh.
Oh, I've stayed in that one before, and
I've
I
never
don't
been in that
remember. I have too,
tower.
and I've always had a good room, like a
Yeah,
big
I've
room with a
had huge
sofa.
rooms
Yeah.
in there. Yeah. And the
Yeah.
ceilings were low, the windows were weird. Like I think we were just in a weird spot in the hotel.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think we're on that weird floor that is probably a squat. I call it the
It looks
squatty
like
floor.
somebody smushed it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. So we did
Okay.
not love our room. It was fine,
Oh.
but we didn't love it.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. So you guys wanted to go back to JW Marriott then.
Yes. Sam and I kept saying that we wish we were at the JW Marriott the whole time. The beds at
Right.
Disneyland Hotel are comfortable too. They
Yeah,
are
they were
comfortable.
fine. They have good beds.
Good
Yeah.
pillows.
Good
Jess approved
towels.
pillows.
So Disneyland Hotel has, I think, my favorite quick service restaurant. I think, Sam, you got to take this one because this is right up your alley. Why don't you talk about it?
So it's, I'm probably going to butcher the name of it. Tangora
I
Terrace.
call
Did
it
I say it right?
Tangaroa. I don't know if
Okay,
that's
we'll say
right.
Tangaroa because that's probably right.
Tangaroa.
Tangaroa. Shut up.
Kangaroo
So
Terrace.
I have literally only ever had the poke bowl
It's
there.
so good.
Poke bowl, not bow.
Not a
Poke
big area
bowl.
now.
I've never had anything else from there except for their acai bowls, which is also good for breakfast.
They have a lot of good food there. It's
They
like,
changed
oh,
their menu a
yeah.
little bit, though.
Did
Yeah.
they? Do they still have like the teriyaki bowls with like the chicken and the
They
rice?
do.
And I
Yeah.
love those. They had a
They take
burger
things
too,
away,
right?
Lauren, or
What?
yeah.
Did they take good things away, or
It didn't seem the same to me. It felt like they changed it a little bit. And also,
huh.
the bakery that's normally there for breakfast is closed. So everybody had to get food from Tangora Terrace.
Oh. And Lauren was
Not
not
happy about
happy
it.
about
Because if
it.
you tried to mobile order a cup of coffee in the morning, it was like an hour and a half wait for to get coffee.
Ooh.
Or you could go stand in line for 40 minutes to order a cup of coffee. I was
Oh, yeah, let's never
not
do that.
happy.
Yikes.
Dang.
That's a great way to get me cranky in the morning.
Were there a lot of people there, or was it just because the other place was
It
closed?
was
Oh, it
busy.
was packed.
Okay.
Huh.
It was Dapper
Okay.
Days, the first couple days.
Oh.
Or the first
Gotcha.
day we were there was the end of Dapper Days. So that day was very busy, and then Monday was still busy, and then it kind of fizzled Tuesday.
Yeah. And I think people might have been on spring break too, because there were a
Well,
ton of
you
people in
were
the
right after
park.
Easter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've
Yeah.
got all those people with that their spring break, which coincides with
Yeah.
Easter, probably having that week
Our week
off.
off was
So,
that week here. Yeah.
yeah.
Not that I have a vested
That's
interest in it
good.
anymore, but yeah.
Lauren, what did you get at Tangaroa
I just got
Terrace?
chicken, nothing crazy.
Okay.
It was nothing, you know. And
Nothing to write home
yeah,
about.
and you know, I was not, I thought the food was a little lackluster at Disneyland Hotel this trip.
Interesting.
But
Okay. Did you go to Trader Sam's at all?
No, we didn't get in there.
Okay.
We were in the parks late.
Well, that's because I wasn't there.
It's valid.
All right. Why don't you guys talk about day one and what you did, food, etc. Or day two, technically, I guess.
Well, let's go back to day one really quick because we did Magic Key Terrace for drinks and appetizers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Before we went to the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
That day we basically just ate.
We did. We rode one ride. We rode Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
We did. And didn't we do Incredicoaster that day? No, we did that the next day. Mm-mm. We only rode Mr. Toad.
We're too tired.
And Small World.
Oh, so two rides in one day.
Yeah, we did.
It was an excessive amount of rides that day.
And then we went and ate, and then we were tired.
And then Sam made me walk 700 miles back to the hotel.
Girl, it was 15 minutes. It wasn't even a mile. But that Magic Terrace was really good, and it's for pass holders.
Okay.
Or if you're with a pass holder, you can eat there. And I didn't think the menu was that good.
But their charcuterie board was good.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did do that, and we each had, I think, a drink, or I didn't know, I had a Coke or something. And then it was a really nice atmosphere, though.
Great service.
Where is it located?
Above the, what's the Italian place?
It's that Italian.
Wine Country Trattoria.
The one right there as you're walking past Cars Land, the entrance into San Francisco, right? Like on that
across.
Road.
Yeah.
On the right.
On the right.
The orangey building.
And you go up the stairs and it's up there.
And you got to make a reservation because we tried to change our reservation to earlier. And the lady's like, yeah, that's not happening.
Okay.
She's like, see you in an hour.
But it was nice. It was really pretty up there. And the service was great. We had a great server. Mm-hmm. He was real upbeat and fun. And it was a nice experience.
And the food was good?
The charcuterie board was good.
So you guys just had like snacks?
Yeah. No, they have
they
food.
Don't have like...
Well, they have meals.
Snacks and drinks. Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, it's just they're not sound.
And we really wanted to go to the rooftop bar, so...
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can go to day two.
All right, day two.
What did we do day two, Sam?
We did Genie Plus, which I highly recommend at Disneyland because it is so easy and you can actually ride a ton of rides with Genie Plus. I mean, it's not this... Like, I don't know. It's just so much easier to use it there for some reason.
I don't know. Go back and
I feel like it's too.
I feel like it turns over faster there for whatever reason.
That might be it.
And I don't think as many people buy it there.
Well, I don't think the locals
as they do
buy
in Disney
there.
World.
Right. Right.
No. So it's just like, I mean, we got them for all the top tier attractions. It was very easy.
Never sold out except Cars. Yeah. The Cars one sells out. That one always closes out, but even like Guardians, you were able to still get like for the afternoon, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was easy. I mean, we mainly did a ton of rides, and then we ate at Cafe Orleans for dinner for that
love
night.
Eating there,
we sat in the same seat we sat in last time.
Aww, that's one of my favorite meals on property. I feel like that's a sleeper restaurant there.
I agree.
What did you guys get?
I had the Monte Cristo this time. It was very good.
I think now that they've like totally destroyed the menu at Blue Bayou, I would rather eat at Cafe Orleans.
Same.
To be honest.
I'm not in love with the menu at Blue Bayou. Yeah. Every time I look at it and think maybe we'll book it, I look at the menu and I'm like, eh.
Well, remember we had that one meal there.
And it was a good meal.
It was, but it just wasn't Blue Bayou still. And so I'm out on that.
Kind of with you.
I think Blue Bayou is a little overrated. I know everyone loves it. I was not impressed when I went there, but...
I think it's honestly the old menu was what was amazing about it.
Yeah.
And now it's just not hanging anymore.
Yeah. And we got... Well, some of us got... you, Sam, you got the... what you call it? Drink, right? I can't... Mint julep.
The mint julep. I got the non-alcoholic one. And it's delicious. It's very refreshing.
I got a glass of wine. I know that's shocking.
Surprise, surprise. Anything else you guys want to talk about with Cafe Orleans or day two?
No, I think we just did rides and we did Cafe Orleans. It was kind of an easy
We just got in there and we just did it. I mean, we just went in and we rode the rides and ate the food.
Oh, we did do a little bit of food and wine that day. It was okay.
Yeah, we did.
They
don't do food and wine like Epcot. I don't think anyone does food and wine like Epcot. Although I am going to Dollywood's Food and Wine Fest in June, so I'll let y'all know.
Oh, I cannot wait. I feel like we need to do a whole show on that.
Yeah. Dolly does have her own cake mix store shelves. This podcast is not sponsored by Dolly Parton or Dollywood.
I love her, though. She is amazing. She really is. She's so cool.
Now, V, when you were there, did they have food and wine?
No, I think it was still the Chinese. Like the, well, it's not Chinese New Year, but
New Year.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Lunar New Year.
Yeah. But we didn't do any of that because it was so crowded. We didn't feel like waiting in line, so.
Alyssa was just there for Easter. She loved it. Because we've never been.
Nice.
Oh, the Dollywood thing?
Super cute there.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
Oh my gosh. I've been there like 100 times.
Well, I don't live near you.
No.
It is the Redneck Riviera after all. Science.
But we had a couple things that were decent at Food and Wine. Nothing jumped out at me though as like exciting there. You had that bao bun which didn't even have any meat in it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a cheeseburger bao bun, so you know, I was excited and it was because I was literally starving.
She ate before we ate and then we ate again.
Yeah, because I hadn't eaten since breakfast at like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's like 4, and I'm like, I gotta eat something. So I get that bao bun, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to eat this. It's gonna be full of meat. No, nothing.
It was
and
not
then
like Japan's bao bun.
We get up to Magic
bun.
Key Terrace. No, not at all. And then we get up to Magic Key Terrace, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get me a flatbread. It was weird, so I didn't get it. So we got a charcuterie board, and it was very good, but I was still hungry. So that is how I feel about their food and wine. I was starving and I shouldn't.
Interesting. Because I've seen TikToks and read things where people are saying food and wine was really good.
I feel like it should be.
Well, California park food, Disney park food tends to be a lot better than Florida Disney park food. So that's a little disappointing. Mm-hmm.
It was
They had that lychee mule thing, Jess.
Oh, I love a lychee drink.
I'm trying to find the one that I had. Sam, what was that one? It was a sangria of some kind, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You had that margarita thing, didn't
you? It was the rosé margarita. That was really good. And I have to say, it was huge. It was like a big cup, like that big, which shocked me. It was huge. It was like a 16 ouncer.
Oh, and then Carrie had given us an assignment for this trip to get.
She gave you an assignment.
Yeah, I believe you were tagged.
Not it.
And she said all the churros, like get pictures and try all the churros. Well, I only tried one, and it was the churro with butterscotch and banana. So the bananas were those freeze-dried bananas, and then it had butterscotch, like chocolate chip-looking things. It was really good, and it had some kind of like cream sauce on it. And I want to say I only paid, I think, $6 for it, and it was two, and they were, you know, like, I don't know, pretty big. I ended up sharing it because I couldn't eat it all.
How was it, though, with the sauce on it? Was it like messy to eat, or...?
Oh,
it was
totally
very
messy.
Sweet.
And it was in a bowl.
Yeah,
it was in a bowl. So it's like they took like a foot long churro or however long they are. They cut it, but it was still a little longer than that even. And then they put the sauce on it and all the stuff on top. And it was in this like little container. And so, I mean, you can't eat a churro with a fork.
No.
So I'm just like picking it up and biting off of it. But it was good.
Yeah, I saw the carrot cake ones when we were there, and it did not look good. No.
No, it didn't. It sounds good, though.
I know. I love carrot cake.
Yeah, I saw that one, too. That one.
It just, yeah.
Interesting.
If it didn't look appealing, there's no point in wasting money.
Or calories.
They had one. They had one. It was like a cannoli stuffed churro or something. Kind of wish we would have tried that one too.
Didn't I try the really good. The macaroon ice cream sandwich?
Oh, that was pretty
you
one.
You did. It was gorgeous. It matched her nails.
But it was not good. The macaroon was good. It was like soft, but I don't. It didn't do it for me. I don't know.
Say it, Vanessa.
Macaroon.
It's my favorite.
All right, guys. I got to move us to day three. Let's do day three.
So what did we do? We did the plaza.
Oh, we went to the plaza.
Okay. How was that?
The plaza was okay.
It was not as good as last time. It was half the amount of characters.
Oh.
Oh. That's the whole reason why you go there. You're not going there for the food. You're going for like the amazing character interactions.
We had Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale.
Daisy.
Did I see Pooh Bear?
Pooh Bear.
Winnie the Pooh.
Goofy. Was
Captain Hook there?
Nope.
He's my favorite. Oh, he's so good.
What's her name? Mice? One of the mice. One one was it?
Pearl, probably. Pearl.
It's the blue one.
I don't remember. And that was it?
No.
No Max either?
Nope.
Oh, no gosh.
Oh, and Pluto. Was Pluto there? He was there.
Yeah, he was there. Honestly, though, I do think, and we didn't even see them all, though, because they did not rotate as fast as they did the last time. Because the last time we were there, I swear we saw 20. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I swear we saw 27 characters, and we saw them 5 times.
15 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, though, I still think if you've never been to Disneyland or you have little kids that need character interaction, that is like the best one.
For sure. Yep.
And
it could be
that,
you know, 7 or 8 characters called out sick that day.
Do they?
Maybe they had the norovirus.
Under the
weather. Who knows?
Are they still doing the one at Pixar or whatever it is now?
No.
They had one there, Donald's Surfside or something like that.
Wasn't it? Yeah, that's
gone.
That's gone. It's now a restaurant. We actually ate there that night.
Okay.
It's Great Maple Modern American Eatery, it's a handful, the name.
Okay.
The restaurant update, in my personal opinion, was beautiful.
Okay.
They did a great job on it. The bar is really nice. They have great drinks at the bar. This is where Sam's favorite espresso martini
Your favorite espresso martini comes into play.
Yes. They had the best bartenders. They were hilarious. I don't know. I liked it. And then Lauren and Lori, one of our friends that was with us, they were in a bar stool booked for 2 days.
Oh,
cute. We were like a couple. I was cheating on Sam.
Did you guys eat food there?
Rude. We did dinner there.
What did you have for dinner?
Did I have the burger?
Sam, did they have flatbreads?
I think so. Oh, God. You know, I think they did, but I didn't get them. I don't think I only had pizza once.
I did have the burger. The burger was fantastic.
Uh-huh,
but we had people
good.
With us that did the breakfast because you can do brunch all day there.
Oh, cool.
Dude, that's fun.
Some did the fried chicken and donuts, which they said were really good.
Oh, nice.
Didn't Jess get the French toast?
She got like the French toast,
which was like brioche.
She said it was really good.
The thick brioche. Yum.
And then
it looked good.
And then Marge had that salad. She had the taco salad. That thing looked amazing.
Was that the chopped salad? Like, oh, no, the chicken taco salad.
Uh-huh.
She had the taco salad itself? Let me look.
Mm hmm. I think it's called chicken taco salad.
That sounds
really
good.
Something
good
like
too.
That. But
yeah.
I'm seeing if there's photographic evidence.
I think
here.
This hotel, though, like this restaurant, it's so pretty. And I think it just elevates the hotel even. Like the outdoor, they have like outdoor seating, but it's kind of like behind this like firewall that has like a wall of fire in glass. And the whole
it's like bar
side
seating.
Of that restaurant opens. Yeah, it's so cool.
It's very
cool.
Pretty.
I don't know. It elevates the hotel because you know how I felt
and
about
And we did
that
walk
hotel.
Around that hotel a little bit. We walked around the lobby. We did peek into a room, quote unquote.
We didn't get to see Bing Bong.
We saw...
No.
No, we didn't. The lobby's cool,
beautiful.
Though.
They did a great job.
Do they have coffee there in the lobby now?
They do have a little marketplace.
They have a... Yeah. And then they also, their pool.
Yeah, they
looks
did a great,
great
job.
Oh, nice. That's good.
It's on the smaller side, but I mean, you know, that's fine. I just think it's because it's on
it
like,
looks like
what,
a 1970s pool.
Something.
It's a throwback.
I love that, though.
But it,
yeah, it's like a throwback.
Mm-hmm. They had tons of like cabanas and
I
stuff, too.
That.
Was that your last night there?
Yes. So after we did that, we went over to, we had a very full night that night. We went
I was
over,
gonna say,
over to Cali Adventure, and we did the dessert party for the World of Color One.
Nice.
The nighttime show there.
How was that?
Which was, I have never wanted to do it. 100% worth doing. Do you agree, Sam?
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's probably my favorite dessert party
Same.
I've ever been to.
But we did get a good spot.
Uh-huh.
It matters where your spot is. So we checked in at like 6:30 and
okay.
then like went and did our own thing. We got our wristbands and everything, and then we went back. But when we checked in early, that's when they assign your table.
Oh, interesting.
So
go early.
Go early
and tell them you want
tell them
seats.
You want good viewing seats. And we actually got, and don't take a bar seat, take a low seat. We got a low seat. We literally had nobody in front of us. It was a perfect view. I love the way they do the desserts because it's not a buffet. They literally mm-hmm. bring you out a plate of food, which is like cheese and crackers and grapes and all kinds of goodies and snacks and treats. And then you can order a drink off the menu and you can get alcoholic or a non-alcoholic water.
Wow.
It's unlimited drinks. And then you just sit.
Is the food unlimited too? Or
no, it's one plate, but trust me, it was well, like none of us finished it. And they gave us boxes to take it back.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Like you had to take it back. There was so much on it.
They were
good desserts. Like, I mean, you don't have the variety that you would with the buffet, but I mean, you also don't have people, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure the quality is really good as well.
I loved it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They were very cute.
I think I can only see it that way now. The princess in me can't see it any other way now.
Lauren's like, I can't stand.
Oh, it's so nice to be able to sit and watch the fireworks.
That's the thing I hate the most about the fireworks shows is having to stand there for hours at a time. So I would totally do this.
Yeah, because I mean, we sat there. We were there for what?
I would pay for a seat.
It
was well worth
it. You sit for the show. And then we sat afterwards and while all the other people were leaving, we were finishing up our stuff, boxing it all up.
Hands down, totally worth it. Better than the dinner packages, in my opinion, which
I've done that before too.
Yeah.
And the seats aren't great for those. So
no, because you have to go in and stand. If I'm gonna pay, I'd rather pay to sit.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to get there early and get a good spot. And be super nice to the cast member so you get a good spot.
So there's a couple other things you guys had on the list that I wanna quickly touch on, and that is Tortilla Joe's.
Oh, yeah, that closed while we were there, officially. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. By Tortilla Joe's. I don't think I ever ate at you. And
any
I'm
idea
not
what's
sad.
Replacing it? Have they said?
Somebody told me a rumor, and I can't remember what it is, but they closed because they've got that brand new high-end Mexican restaurant opening where, what you call it, was?
Where Catal was.
Catal was. Which, by the way, we saw the center
looks incredible.
Piece of it looks beautiful.
That's a great location.
But it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're closing because that's getting ready to open.
Okay.
And then we also saw they opened up where Earl of Sandwich used to be. Remember how there was all the construction walls over there? They opened that all up and there's a stage and like the Dapper Day night, they had like bands playing and like there's a whole grassy area with like chairs to just sit and chill. It was very calming area.
Okay.
It was nice.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be nice for entertainment at night.
And then you guys also ate at Pim Test Kitchen. You had the pretzel, right?
We did the big pretzel just for a snack. Yeah, we ordered extra beer cheese.
As one does.
That's the move.
And then Lori, our friend, she got the carry drink that she likes there too.
Oh, that's my favorite place to get a drink.
Nice.
We also did the Ghirardelli. I know, Vanessa, you did this as well a couple times when you were there, right?
3 days, we did it twice.
It's good.
They're so good.
They have little minis.
Yeah, we did have the minis, but they're all so good. Oh, the salted caramel one. It's so good.
Yeah.
I was having like a low blood sugar thing and nothing was working. So I'm like, I'm going to Ghirardelli and getting a sundae. And I got a mini. I was good to go after that.
And I don't think anybody really realizes it's back there because it's never that crowded.
Yeah. It's much more tucked away than Disney Springs one is, which is always lines out the door. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Vanessa, you wanted to talk about a few of the things that you did on your last trip. Do you want to start with Jazz Kitchen?
Sure. So they remodeled Jazz Kitchen. I'm not sure exactly when they did that.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, but I used to like the old, like, New Orleans vibe. Yeah. Now it's a little too modern. I mean, they've kept the inside courtyard and everything. And the food was actually good. I was surprised.
Okay.
We had, like shrimp and grits and lobster po' boy. And it was actually really good. And then you can have beignets for dessert, which is the best part.
Of course. You have to get beignets.
Yes. Yeah. No, but I was pleasantly surprised. So that's one you guys should try.
Sometimes that sounds good. I don't think I've ever eaten there before.
And it's kind of one of those reservations you can always get. Or, they'll have more availability than some of the other restaurants. So I think it's a good sleeper restaurant.
Okay. And then you also did Splitsville, too.
Yes. Oh, their sushi.
Get sushi,
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
So, my husband.
I feel like I need to go there next trip.
The one in Orlando, right? And he said their sushi was delish. And Audrey really wanted sushi this trip. And that's actually the only place around there that you can have sushi. So, we went and we ordered like 4 or 5 rolls. And then, that was going to be our appetizer. And then I think Rob and I were going to split the Impossible Burger. And Audrey was getting like a regular burger. Well, the rolls were humongous.
Oh, no.
Each roll had like 12 pieces or something.
Oh, wow.
They were huge. And toppings on top. It was so good. And the drinks are really good, too. Like, think like Trader Joe's. Drinks.
You mean Trader Sam's? Or...
Trader Sam's. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was
like, I like Trader Joe's too,
but
like those kind
and
of
I'm
fruity.
Like, start serving wine? What?
So somebody needs to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. And then the one drink that Rob had that was actually really good, but it had like a funny name. Hold on. What was it called? Pretty Boy. But it was really good.
That seems appropriate.
At first, I didn't want to order it, but it's tequila, pineapple, raspberry puree, Cointreau, and lemon. It was delicious.
Ooh.
I would totally drink that.
Sounds really good.
So if you're, in the mood for sushi, definitely Splitsville. And it's huge. I mean, there were so many lanes for bowling, and it's a fun thing to do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you have like an off day from the parks or, if it's a rainy day.
Nice. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And then you had two other like snacky things that you wanted to talk about. First, the corn dog.
Yeah. So the corn dog apparently is one of those religious experiences you have to try when you go to Disneyland. It's that little red wagon.
Yeah.
We had to mobile order because the line was around the corner. So even with mobile order, we had to wait 40 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, really?
But it was
it's a magical
really good.
Corn dog.
It is.
I'm not a corn dog person, but
it's the only place I'll eat corn dogs. I don't like corn dogs either, but I like that one.
Yeah, that was really good. It gave the cheeseburger spring rolls a run for their money. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It really is really good. It's really, really good.
Heads right now.
No,
what the heck?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was
And then you had soup bowls too.
Yeah. So they renamed I can't remember what
San
it was called before. But in San Francisco, they renamed like the little cafe.
Oh, it's
thing.
Ant something. Ant Cass.
Ant
yeah.
Cass.
Right. And we had soup bowls and Audrey had a sandwich. They have a clam chowder, but we didn't have that. We actually had the curry beef.
Mmm. That's what I would get. That sounds really good.
It was delicious. And then Audrey had some sort of like a turkey pesto club that was actually really good too. So good.
So you guys
good
lucked out with
choice.
Food. You had good food.
Yeah. Like if you want, there's a Chinese, there's a Mexican in that whole area too, in the San Francisco area. But those always have either huge lines or if you want a mobile order, it's like an hour wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one wasn't. So that's why we went for it. And I wasn't disappointed. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys have anything to add before we wrap this one up?
Do we want to talk about the villas?
Oh, yeah. The villas. Yes.
Sam and I snuck into the villas.
How were they?
And because they're still selling the villas, we got to tour the deluxe studio and the one bedroom.
Okay. And they're nice?
They're beautiful.
Yeah, we actually stayed in one of the deluxe studios.
Oh, you're lucky. They were beautiful.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, because it has like the bed that comes out of the wall.
Yep. Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the regular bed was really comfortable and it has like a big desk area. The bathroom is gorgeous. The color of the tile, the greenish.
Didn't you love the mirror, how it has the fairies on it?
The one you visited, what was the theme? Because apparently each floor has a different theme.
Yeah, each floor is a different princess. I don't remember what one we saw.
I think ours was Sleeping
Beauty.
That's
what we had, where we stayed, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
But yeah, and then we saw the one bedroom, which was cool. And there's the new restaurant outside.
Yeah.
Underneath.
I didn't try that.
Which looked really cool with the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a new pool back there, a DVC pool.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, I did. The Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, my
God.
There's
a water play area.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
But the best thing is whether you're a DVC or regular resort guest, you can use all the amenities at the resort.
All the pools and
both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. That's awesome. You definitely did a lot.
Yeah. And the theming in the lobby of the villas is, I thought it was very throwback, like 70s.
Yeah. It's very mid-century modern kind of thing. Yeah.
But I'm going to say this because it's the truth. You know how you walk into the like Riviera, it smells amazing. Beach Club smells amazing. This, it smelled like.
Weird.
We'll say feet, but it's another F word. But
I didn't.
Thanks.
I was just like, oh.
I didn't notice that, but yeah, it was raining when we were there. So they were constantly like,
wait, it doesn't rain in California.
It doesn't rain in Southern California.
It does.
Tony.
So
it's beautiful.
Oh, well, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you for listening. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Please follow and like Fab 5 Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.